Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet, which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Well, welcome back to another episode of Risen Motherhood. We are so excited to be back for 2018 and a whole new year, whole new theme. I'm Emily Jensen here with my sister-in-law, Laura Wiffler. And fun fact, we're actually recording this pre-2018 because when this episode airs, Laura is going to be kind of moving into my neighborhood.
At least within a couple of cornfields of you, right, Emily?
Yes.
Yeah. So we, right now the news isn't public when we're recording here in December, but by the time the show airs, I will likely be up to my ears in moving boxes. And we are moving to central Iowa, where Emily and Becca, both of my sister-in-laws, are living. So we are really excited that my husband was able to get a position there, something that affords much better work-life balance. I think many of you guys know that that is something that we have been pursuing for a few years now and looking for. And of course, I'm really going to miss our community here in Chicago. We have been blessed with an amazing church family that you guys have heard me talk about a lot on the show. But at the same time, really, really looking forward to being so close to Emily and Becca and their families. And we get to record shows in person in the future, which is going to be awesome.
Yes, it'll be fun to kind of relearn. Although, as those of you guys who have listened to the show for a while know that when we record in person, we get a little bit sillier and we laugh a little bit more. And so we are just, yeah, excited to grow in that and have Laura around in person. So cool.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
So another change coming in 2018 is the launch of Patreon.
Yay!
We are really excited about this, and it is, we'll explain more, but in short, it is a way for you guys to join our community and support what we are doing as a ministry.
Yeah, basically, long story short, to not take up a ton of the show, essentially, as you guys can imagine, as a ministry grows, so do the expenses associated with running it. And over the past 2 years, Emily and I have consistently paid for Risen Motherhood out of pocket. And just know that, like, that has not been a burden. That has been a joy to us. We have loved this ministry. We love the eternal work that we're able to participate in. We feel very humbled to be able to have a platform like this. And so over the past 2 years, that has just been a gift to us to be able to support this ministry. And in the past 6 months, we have been blessed by being able to supplement with affiliate sales and with generous spot donations from women that we don't solicit for, that God has just truly provided in his wonderful way. But at this point, it's long story short, it's really just getting too expensive for us to be able to consistently pay for that out of pocket and to even be covered by some of these other pieces that women and affiliate sales are providing. And so we are launching Patreon. As Emily said, this is a platform where fans of ministries or brands can support those brands to continue through their dollars. And we have different levels for you to be able to give at. It's like 2, 5, 10, and 30, I think something like that each month. And there are different perks that you unlock, which is an exciting feature.
Yes, I know. So I think there's things like prints, so you can get them for the back of your phone.
The background of your phone.
Downloadables. And there's also some great handbooks, like you can start a podcast club, which is something you may not have ever heard of before, but you can find out about it on Patreon. There's also a handbook for starting Bible study. There's an opportunity to have a video call with Laura and I.
Yes.
And you can get, potentially, depending on what level you're at, a Risen Motherhood t-shirt, woo-hoo, which I'm actually jealous of because I don't have one and I want one, Laura.
You got to donate at that level, Emily. Sorry.
So there are a ton of things that come with it if you are able to contribute. And we would just love it if you guys would come alongside us in what we are getting to do to share the gospel with moms all over the world. We get just amazing emails every week and messages from moms just
everywhere that are in various circumstances in different countries, some that are missionaries, some that are just wanting to learn and grow and know, how does the gospel impact this really just mundane thing that I'm dealing with in my everyday life? And Laura and I are learning about that. That's what we're sharing about. But we are excited to continue providing resources. And we also, though, need, again, like Laura said, just financial help to keep doing that.
Yeah. So if you're looking for a detailed tick list sort of on where that money is going to go, head over to patreon.com/risenmotherhood, and you can see exactly how we are going to use all of the funding. And we're sure that some of you are wondering why we're not doing ads. And this is a really, really good question and something that Emily and I thought through for a really long time. And we know that these are a great option for a lot of podcasts out there. But for us right now, part of it is that we don't want to give up 1 to 3 minutes of the show in order to do an ad. Since we have such short shows that 20 minutes. We hear from a lot of you that you love the time frame of the show. We don't want to feel like we're either eating up precious minutes or extending the show beyond that time. And another piece is because right now, Emily and I are able to endorse all of our products very authentically. If you've been a follower of Risen Motherhood for any amount of time, you know that we have a very robust resources page that is heavily accessed by many of you, as well as we share a lot of resources on Instagram and Facebook and stories and all of those things. And we want to be able to continue feeling like, oh, we don't have to hawk this product because we're getting sponsored for it. So right now you guys can know that every single product that we do show you guys through the show or social media, it's all very authentic and it's not muddied with dollars and feeling like, hey, this is something that we're getting paid for versus something that we're not.
Yeah. And another way that you can support Risen Motherhood, just to throw this in there, is if you buy something off of our resources page, we're an Amazon affiliate program, which means, again, that doesn't change what we put on that page. Laura right. and I very authentically curate those resources, but we do get like a tiny small percentage that helps support what we do at Risen Motherhood. So that is even helpful.
Yeah.
If you utilize our resources page to buy various things that you want to use to help you learn in gospel-centered motherhood. And so again, Patreon is very simple. We hope that we do not, you know, this isn't something we want to talk about every single show. This is something we hope we only have to mention maybe a couple of times a year. It just was a way for us to partner with you guys in the spread of the gospel to moms all over the world. And we would just be so honored if you would just consider giving. And I guess the last thing really quick to say is everything is going to remain free that's already free.
Right. Nothing is changing. We want all moms to have access to the resources that are already out there and to be able to grow together in gospel-centered motherhood. So your funding, if you did choose to support us, would go towards continuing to create great resources like that. Well, yes, there are some perks sort of for the insiders that are within the Patreon community. Everything that you see now will continue to remain free. And so even if you're able to give $1 a month, know that that makes a really big difference for the continued running of this ministry. If every listener gave $1 a month, I mean, we would never talk about Patreon ever again.
Yes, exactly.
So that's just, we know that God will provide all that we need, that we won't get a penny more or a penny less than we need. It's exactly what he has ordained for us. And so we trust that, but we would just be so humbled if you would head over at the very least, check out the page, see what the perks are. Maybe you'll be enticed to want to join the community. So again, patreon.com/risenmotherhood. So thanks for listening to our spiel. Let's get to some real good meat of the show, Emmy.
Yeah. So those of you who listened last year know that we had a theme for the year and it was biblical literacy. And if you caught the last episode of 2018, you heard us introduce our
2017.
I love it. I'm already wanting to get into the new year. 2017, you heard us introduce our theme for 2018, which is unity in the gospel. And so we just wanted to take a few minutes to kind of talk about what we mean by that and where that came from and how that applies to us as moms.
Right. So a lot of this came out of the same study that Emily and I did of Ephesians by Carrie Fulmar. And it was just really neat because as God would ordain it, like Emily did it at her church, I think it was last spring of 2017, Emmy. And then I did it at my church, the fall of 2017. And no, our churches did not talk. it wasn't anything like that. It was totally a God thing. So if you have studied Ephesians before, or maybe you've even done this study that we're talking about, you know that Paul wrote this letter to a church that was pretty newly formed and the Jews and Gentiles were kind of getting mashed together for the very first time. And they were super different from one another, but they were also learning at this time how to live life together. And so the Jews had all these laws that they were used to following. They only ate certain things. They did certain practices. And the Gentiles were like, no rules ever. You know, they were just so excited about Jesus. And it was interesting to see how Paul just wrote to them, exhorting them to find unity in Christ, even when there were times when it was very difficult for them to find commonalities, especially when initially meeting and learning to live life with one another. And they had a lot of external differences that they were dealing with, different behaviors, ethnicities, cultural practice, giftings, socioeconomic levels. Sounds a little bit like us moms today.
Exactly. Yeah, they had just tons of differences. And what I think is really interesting is Paul doesn't just be like, okay, there's no guidelines, everybody do whatever you want. He actually spends the last part of Ephesians laying down, here's the things that matter that all of you do. He gave structure to the church. He gave structure to families. He gave a lot of clear instructions, but he was also saying beyond this, the heart of what we need to remember is that in Christ, we are fellow heirs. We all have the same status before God. We are all sinners. We have all fallen short of his glory. We are all desperately in need of the grace of Christ. And when he died on the cross, when we put our faith in him, we all become fellow heirs and we all receive his righteousness and the same Holy Spirit inside of our hearts. And then he is building all of us, his whole body together, which we need to be then a light for Christ in the world. And we are unified in that. So it's not like, oh, before God, you know, he sees differences, but, and they're beautiful, but we all have the same, we're equal before him. He loves us equally. We're equally righteous. And that's an important thing that the church in Ephesus needed to remember.
Right. And so if you take that, you can very easily apply it to our world today, which is what Emily and I are hoping to do, is talking about how as moms, we kind of get into these mom camps, right? So we have, oh, I'm a homeschool mom. I'm a public school mom. I'm a private school mom. Or maybe it's food choices, breastfeeding, bottle feeding, how you dress, how your kids are dressed, how you throw a birthday party, what your family dinners look like. We could go on and on about all of these different mom camps, that the really big ones that start the mommy wars and all the other little ones that we all notice. And so we see that as moms today, we are not so different from the Ephesians, and we need the same charge that Paul gave to those moms. We need that in our lives today. So our hope with the theme of unity in the gospel is that all the things that Emily was saying of being fellow heirs in Christ, of being image bearers of God, created with the same purpose to bring God glory, all of those things, they are applicable to all moms today, no matter what you look like and no matter what your day is filled with, no matter if you spend it at work or if you're at home or if your kids go to different schools or they have different types of activities that they participate in. All of us moms, yes, we are very different, but at the heart of it, as believing moms, we all are striving for the same purpose.
Yeah. And I think that's something, I was just listening to a podcast, I'll link to it in the show notes, where K.A. Ellis was sharing the story of these two Muslim men that were from differing backgrounds, like different tribes within the Muslim world that are just absolutely opposed to each other. Like they hate, these groups hate each other. And these two men became believers and they were imprisoned together. Mm-hmm. And people could just not believe that they would talk to each other and they were like brothers in Christ, because in the world's eyes, these two groups were not reconcilable, but in Christ, they were reconciled. In Christ, they were in the same family. And so I think that that does apply to us as moms. And we even see we have the same call, like Laura was saying. And I feel like that's something we've kind of tried to lay the foundation for in Risen Motherhood, but we want to keep saying is that God has called all of us moms to do the same thing. We want to make disciples of everyone that we can come in contact with. We want to love our neighbors as ourselves. We want to love God. We want to honor our husbands. And this is going to play out really differently. So it's not that there are no rules, no expectations, right? Live however you want, do whatever makes you feel good, live by your own lot. No, God does give clear boundaries and expectations. And he does have some standards that he lays out in scripture, but then there's a bunch of gray area and a bunch of things that are not spelled out. And so what we need to do is lay our lives down just as Christ has and obey God in whatever circumstances he has given us.
Yeah. So what this looks like practically, first off, we just need to be praying for unity. So in your own life, in your interactions with your local church, and even for the whole global church, I love that picture that Emily shared about these two brothers in Christ really coming together, despite what the world would tell them that they needed to do or the way they needed to behave, but they united in the gospel. And so that's something that we can be praying for in our own lives. Another one is just extending grace to people in your own life. So modeling the unity in the gospel and encouraging others to do the same, doing that with our children, talking about what our purpose is here on earth as believers. What are we supposed to be about? So modeling that for your kids. And then, of course, drawing on last year's theme, growing in biblical literacy. So what goes in must come out. And so as you just get to know God and his word more, your heart will begin to follow. And so just remember that we can pray for these things, we can model these things, but we also need to really be asking God to continue to transform our heart. And we do that through reading his word and knowing who he is more. And so only God is going to enable you to be able to model the love for others that Christ has shown you, and to really begin to be unified with moms across cultures, across boundaries, across different looks and feels and day-to-days. God is going to be able to do that and transform your life. So just like last year, remember that this theme is not going to be explicit in every show. So don't worry. It is not, if you're not super pumped about the theme, you don't have to worry. But hopefully you are pumped, and that we will hopefully weave it in throughout the year, and that it will just become this overarching piece of the puzzle as we do our shows throughout 2018.
Yeah. And thanks also for listening to our Patreon Tribeal. We hope that you guys go and contribute. It's patreon.com/risenmotherhood. And so we'll be doing a lot more kind of for launch week on social media. You can find us at Risen Motherhood on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And there's lots that you can unlock there. So just remember to head over and see what it's all about. But we are so thankful that you guys have joined us for this crazy journey. And yeah, hope you guys have a great 2018.